for USA Radio News. I'm Wendy King.
We came to Al-Asad to share our eternal gratitude for everything you do.
Under the cover of darkness, President Trump made an unannounced visit to Iraq, landing in an airbase west of Baghdad to greet U.S. troops and thank them for their service. He spoke about his decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Syria, which was harshly criticized even by his fellow Republicans.
There will be a strong, deliberate, and orderly withdrawal of U.S. forces from Syria. Very deliberate, very orderly, while maintaining the U.S. presence in Iraq to prevent an ISIS resurgence.
Defense Secretary James Mattis quit his job in part over the decision to pull U.S. troops from Syria. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
There's still lots of people planning to travel before the holiday is over. Meteorologist Jennifer Gray says a major winter storm threatens to cause trouble for thousands of travelers.
Airports are going to be absolutely insane anyway today because a lot of people traveling home. Add to that the snow, the rain, the severe weather threat, and we could have pure chaos as far as travel goes.
And an even heavier snow event is expected to develop over the Four Corners region through Friday. There was a burst of activity on Wall Street. It was the Dow's biggest one-day point gain ever, with the index advancing about 5%. Market analyst Gene Peroni.
The bias seems to be changing here a bit, where investors now are focusing on what the possible positive prospects can be for the first quarter, rather than dwelling on what the negatives have been through much of 2018.
The NASDAQ rose 361, and the S&P 500 was up 116. This is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard. And if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Box office revenue for movies in 2018 has hit a new record in North America. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
It does seem to be hooray for Hollywood again, as just a few years ago, people were seeing declining box office numbers and were predicting the end of the movie industry in its current form. But now Hollywood and theater owners have gotten a Christmas present. 2018's domestic box office revenue has surpassed a record set in 2016, and this year's lucrative Christmas to New Year's period is still underway. IMAX has set itself a new milestone, crossing $1 billion at the 2018 worldwide box office. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Christmas holiday isn't quite complete until you return the unwanted gifts or the ones that don't work. First of all, determine where your gift came from. If you got your gift from Amazon, they have a website just for returning gifts. Check websites for return policies and deadlines. With more on returning gifts, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Folks across America are hitting the stores for after Christmas sales and possibly returns. Hetha Herzog tells Fox News it's best to do those returns early in the morning.
When you get to the store early, you're, you know, like anything, people are a little bit more friendly to deal with. There are not a lot of people in there. You can get in there and out of there quicker.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.